Keep an eye on your neighbors' homes, especially if they're on vacation, because this week's discovery hunts for a killer in vacant homes. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer. In books and movies, the lives of the rich and fabulous are often plagued by crime and scandal. And in the audio edition of The Perfect Neighbor, the ninth Jesse Hunt psychological suspense thriller by author Blake Pierce, a team of investigators hunts for a killer in a prestigious oceanfront community. The story returns to work with LAPD criminal profiler Jesse Hunt. Though she's still recovering from recent injuries, she can't stay away from a case in nearby Manhattan Beach. A woman is found dead in her neighbor's luxurious and vacant home. And when Jesse's boyfriend, Detective Ryan Hernandez, and her mentor, Garland Moses, are called in to help with the investigation, Jesse can't help but get involved. At the same time, though, Jesse's vengeful ex-husband, Kyle Voss, has just been released from prison on a technicality. And while Jesse investigates, she worries about his next move. Now, Jesse definitely has a lot to juggle here, both personally and professionally, even though she's supposed to be on leave. The investigation in this posh community brings back memories of her life with Kyle, and it soon becomes even more personal, bringing so many emotions with it. Really, the investigation is just a small part of the story, something for the characters to do while the real story builds. As Jesse and Ryan try to figure out who's on the killing spree in Manhattan Beach, Kyle plans his next moves. He's made it clear that he intends to hurt Jesse and everyone she cares about, and his part of the story provides more suspense than the investigation. Even if this is your first Jesse Hunt novel, you'll have no problem following the action. The characters are introduced in the beginning, and they're developed more as the story plays out. And while you may not have the same emotional connection that a regular reader will, you'll still get caught up in the tension. But is it worth taking the case with this damaged profiler? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. Dark and edgy and loaded with personal drama, The Perfect Neighbor probably won't help you unwind after a long day. But if you're just trying to keep yourself entertained while working through some chores, the audio edition is a worthwhile pick. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. The Perfect Neighbor by Blake Pierce is 6 hours and 41 murderous minutes long and is available from Blake Pierce. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.